When we read the story of Jesus' ascension in the book of Acts, there is an element of tragicomedy. After Christ withdraws from their sight into the realm of the clouds, the apostles stand gazing after him. Two angels ask them why they are gazing into heaven, when they could know that Jesus will return in the same way that he has left. Christians have not completely overcome the tendency to look away from the earth, as if Christ had gone far away, and we need to follow him into a realm that is quite different to our earthly one. This tendency was strengthened in the 4th century, when the strict division between the heavenly and the earthly worlds was made into a dogma. God had created the world out of nothing. The earthly realm stood in utter contrast to the heavenly one. The world, which until then had been a place where healing forces were sought and found, in sacred groves and sanctuaries, was now bereft. Only in churches, built increasingly to draw us up towards the sky, could human beings hope for salvation. Every time we experience a loss, we are in danger of repeating the mistake of the apostles. By fixing our gaze on what we have had to let go of, we can miss the experience that the one we have lost has become present in a different way. Of course, we need to be realistic about the pain of our loss. Alongside it, however, we can choose to attend to the new relationship with our loved one that wants to begin now. Then we may have the surprising experience that they are present to us in a new way. We find ourselves thinking thoughts that are not our own. We feel an impulse to do something, which we notice comes not from us, but from our loved ones who are departed. The apostles' response to their loss on Ascension Day is to rebuild their community and listen in prayer. The open ear of their community becomes receptive for the Holy Spirit, who streams in at Whitsun. They find themselves speaking thoughts that come from Christ and performing deeds that come from his impulses for the earth. The Christian community was founded on the conviction that the angel's prophecy is coming true, as it ever was, but particularly now. Christ is becoming present to us again, out of the hydrosphere, the encircling mantle of the earth, that shelters and protects its life. Countless human beings have experienced his presence as a source of comfort and healing. Our act of consecration was inaugurated as a way of connecting to this renewed presence. I have been moved and impressed by many conversations, letters and emails in which members of the congregations have described how their real sense of loss about not being able to attend church in these last few weeks has turned into an openness for new discoveries. One of our tasks when we are finally able to open our doors again, hopefully in July, will be to avoid falling back into old patterns. How do we wish to meet each other? How to speak? How to listen? Will the impulses, the thoughts, and the comfort of those who have left this earth be with us in a new way? Perhaps the pain of our separation and silence will allow us to become a truly Pentecostal community, passing on inspiration and giving the comfort that we receive from the realm of the Spirit.